ShatteredRadio.com. And I am Lady Jade. I'm podcasting right now. Also, I'm going to have in the studio this next artist coming on. Not literally in the studio, but he's working on some projects. So we're going to call and find out what's going on with him. His name's Gerald Harper. Take You Home featuring Pauly De Niro with Gerald Harper. It's one of those like super sexy songs to me. And he's got like a Superman voice, like really got it. And so anyways, long story short, he's going to be here. And if you missed this, there's a podcast of this. So you be tuning in. So this next song here, Take You Home, featuring Pauly De Niro, is the gentleman we're going to be interviewing real soon, Gerald Harper. So woo, we did not have any time to play this, ladies and gentlemen. It was on the fly. I called him up. I was like, bro, what you doing? Threw it out there and he was like, of course. And then now we're here. Anyways, I'm going to let you go ahead and hear the track.
Yeah, I know you got a man, but he don't treat you right. Last call, girl, you coming home with me tonight. Just say the word, baby, we can live a good life. Top down in my wheel of fortune, you my Vanna White. Let me show you a night you won't forget. Dive in your slip and slide, I might have you soaking wet. Send chills down your spine while I'm kissing on your neck. Girl, I'm going all in, how much you want to bet? Whatever you desire, your wish is my command. She say money make a come, bust it open for the band. Love the way she move her body, told her to sit her, let her dance. Hit her with the magic stick and now she caught up in the trend. First we gon' get lifted and I'ma take you down. How you screaming out my name while I'm smoking on this loud? Yeah, we gon' do the grown up, that mean no kids allowed. Truth be told, I'm a rolling stone, hit it then I'm out, yeah.
Let me take you home, if it was you can get it. Let me take you home, girl, I'm that nigga you need. Let me take you home, it'll be alright, girl, yeah. I promise I won't break. Let me take you home, let me leave. It's 12 o'clock, it's Friday night, yeah. Damn girl, you're so fly. What we doing tonight? Popping bottles and fucking to the sunrise, yeah. It's getting hot in here, come right over here, baby, yeah. You can be my lady, anything you want, I can get it for you, yeah. When you're with me, girl, you're the queen. I'll make you smile all day long. You won't be alone. All you gotta do is just let me take you home. If you want, you can get it. Let me take you home, girl. I'm that nigga you need. Let me take you home. It'll be alright, girl. I promise I won't break. Let me take you home, let me take you home. If you want, you can get it. Let me take you home. Girl, I'm that nigga you need. Let me take you home. It'll be alright, girl. I promise I won't break. Let me take you home, let me. Let me tell you home, girl.
Yeah.
Blood.
Top flow.
You dig what I'm saying?
Guns up.
Bloodline run deep, boy. What's up, Dave?
Stunner man.
Oh, in my blood.
Racking in a bitty booting with some bitches straight bleed.
No way. No, sir.
Getting
no
our
way.
Ones up. King Slime.
No
straight about these big games. Big money popping over here. G5.
No way, no, sir.
Blah, blah, blah.
No way. Gang. In my blood. No way, no, sir. No way. Took my daddy away when I was four. Why would I give a fuck about y'all? Ain't no hoe in my blood. Been thorough since day one. lost a couple people. Ever since then I've been numb. Ain't no hole in my blood. Cells all gon' flood. If I don't make it off of this one, then fuck the shit, I'm done. Cause ain't no hole in my blood. No holes in my circle. Loyalty over love. I kill a bitch on purpose. Cause ain't no hole in my blood. Everybody 100. All I know is flip it back. We don't do no frontin'. We don't do no running. It ain't in my DNA. Blood thicker than water, but my money thicker than that. They all some hoes, hoes. Let's talk about these hoes. Selling all that pussy in. You ain't got no pros, but you slow, slow, slow. But you slow, slow, slow. And you's a hoe, hoe. Let's talk about these hoes. Mooching off your niggas, you can't stand up on your own. Boy, you's a hoe, hoe, hoe. Boy, you's a hoe, hoe, hoe. No hoe on my blood, always been the boss. Always hashed out, no matter what it cost. Little bitches, they was fucking, I was all about the money. I was in the 7th grade, shooting dice for the money. Trying to hit the 795, by the rhymes, by the nightlight. Trying to get this up out the hood, so I can have all my people looking and living good. Ain't no hoe in my blood. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't no hoe in my blood. No way. No sir, no way. It ain't no hoe in my blood. No way, no sir, no way. It ain't no hole in my blood. No way, no sir. It ain't no hole in my blood.
I mean, it's not 1%, nigga.
Yeah.
Not even half of 1%, bitch.
It ain't no hole in my blood.
It ain't no hope. Hey, Loaf.
I'm just pulling on plug. No police if I like that shit, I cop. Hey. No rolling, but you can watch what? Me put this feature back in the pot. Crack, crack, grinding like a skater, nigga. Skate. I get fresh and go straight to the mall and bait a nigga. You won't be fucking cater, nigga. I'm not no hoe or pussy, so she ride that dick like a speed racer, nigga. Started from the bottom, came straight to the top. No dad, but if he play, get popped. You're a real squad, so you can't come to the block. I wanna see blood, but I think I'm with a mop.
Yeah, real recognize real. Money, power, and action over here, boy. King Slime. Make money pop.
I'm far from an old nigga. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the biggest bloods in the fuck America, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no fucking hoe in my blood neither. So in the studio right now, I've got on the guitar over here, my man Mikey Reardon. What up?
As I drop everything.
Yeah. He's dropping everything. And now as well, we also have, can you say what up to the people, Gerald?
What's up, everybody?
So what we're going to do, we got Gerald in the studio tonight. I want to let him tell you guys about what's been going on with him since the last time that we spoke. Now, I know that your first interview didn't get too much, so they heard your song just a few songs ago, and that was with Pauly as well. Take You Home, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I have called you and also found out that right now, are you in the studio or are you in the home studio?
I am in a special place right now.
You're in a special place right now?
Yeah.
Where the flowers grow, you'll be back in an hour or so?
Actually, where the flowers die.
Where the flowers die. Okay, well, you know, we like to light flowers on fire. A lot of us do.
Where the flowers don't grow.
Where the flowers don't grow. All right, so can you give us fill us in a little bit about what's going on, or is that all private, secret stuff, or?
It's nothing to really get thing on me. I just been working on my project on my own, and just been just getting ready for a performance in May.
So what are some of these songs that you're about to do about?
This speaks more of who I am as a person, as an individual.
So can you give us a little insight about who you are and what's molded you and as an artist and where you feel you stand as an artist in today's society?
That's like three questions.
All in one, though.
I'm just a young city boy from, from the suburbs, I should say. I would say my trials and my mishaps.
So where are you repping? Where's the place you're repping of your childhood?
I'm repping in Philadelphia right now.
Philadelphia, woo!
Right next to my home, Massachusetts.
Oh,
sweet.
Close to Massachusetts, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's all where the dangerous stuff. You know what? When I get a husband, I want him to be from one of those fucking dangerous states so that I know some shit goes down. That motherfucker's got my back and I don't have to carry his ass out the club.
You
like,
guys
excuse
got guns
me.
Out here.
I'm always the one having to fight for my boyfriends for some reason. Like, I got to put him on my back and carry him out the door and like, excuse me, hitting people for him because he's such a wuss. My bad, Lord. My bad. but anyways, I wanted to go ahead and give you a chance to give a shout out to your friends and family out there because we're live, but we're also podcasting right now. And if they go to shatteredradio.podbean.com, you can actually hear this over and over and download it as many times as you like.
I think there's another interview with him up there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there. No, I think it was just CO and Nebula right now, but he's definitely going to be up there now. He was up there for a while, and then
what happened?
Well, we switched over companies. Don't get mad at me. You better shoot the messenger.
What the hell, man?
That guy was supposed to have shit on point. What the fuck was wrong with him? Well, so could you give us a little snippet of something that you're working on, something that we can look forward to, or like, is it all private? We can't hear nada, nair, nada?
Can't hear nothing.
Can't hear nothing?
That's it. He's in the studio. It's hard. It's really hard.
It's very secretive.
I hate to say it like that, but that's how we say it back east.
It's hard. I like when you guys say
it's hard.
It's hard.
Well, how long are you going to be working on this album?
It's not an album. It's a mixtape. It's coming very soon.
I know there's probably no date yet, but I'm sure Lady J will find out.
Eventually.
Oh yeah, she will.
Eventually.
Well, I'm excited.
He's like, we got you. We'll set you up. But I want to know so this is geared more towards your life. Is there any sultry stuff on here? Do you have any new collabs coming out with anybody that we can look forward to?
It's all me. Oh, no features in this one.
It's all you. So no features, no collabs. It's all you.
No.
I am, like, super excited. All I want to do is, like, hear what's going on. So, what are you looking forward to in the future here? Are you headed to any concerts or any places, or are you just really steady working on this album or this mixtape?
I'm just steady working on my mixtape myself.
Well, I hope that everything goes well. And so before I let you go, just what I always do.
Ask him how he... I just get one question.
Mike's got a question.
Every artist. You
know? Okay, he wants to ask every artist on this.
How is the industry today for you, as you see it, whether you're in it or not?
How is the industry today for me?
The way you see it. How do you see the industry?
Well, it's you ever watch Tom and Jerry? How Jerry the mice always try to flip Tom and Tom can't see Jerry.
Yeah, the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how we get the industry right now.
It is all about money, and I see that, but I see a lot of promoting.
That's
from,
a tough question.
From other people, it is a tough question.
As any artist, you know.
But if I was an artist in today's society, and what I've seen so far, I feel like no amount of money can buy talent. Like, no amount of money can trump what really is set in the stars. Like, no amount of money. And when this person is as driven and as hard as all get up, then there's no way you can defeat them, no matter how much happens to them. Do you see what I'm saying? So to me, I believe today that the industry is something that underground is getting ready to take back, and independent artists are getting ready to take back. I see it as a new regime coming.
I'm feeling that too.
That's my opinion. If you were to ask me, but again, I'm not a like full-fledged artist yet. So I'm going to give you this opportunity right now, like I always do, because I'm Lady Jade and I'm sexy and hot like that. And I know you're sexy and hot like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gerald Harper. I want to give him a chance to give a shout out to his family, to his friends, and to people who really have like stood beside him. And I also need him to rep and tell everybody who he's listening to right now. So go ahead. Take it away, Gerald.
Yes, your boy, Gerald Harper's doing this. Shout out to the teams. Love y'all, and you listen to Shatter Radios.
Yeah, you're listening to ShatterRadio.com. I'm Lady Jade. This is Gerald Harper. We're going to be taking you out with some hopefully not Weekend. Apparently, the Weekend's getting super big, and poor Super Weekend, man. He's super great.
So
I'm going to put in right now.
All this money, Jade.
I'm going to put in right now this thing that
says.
We were
just talking about money.
You know what? My buddy E-Hood and Gerald Harper got this. So no matter how much stuff I have to fight against, I got good songs. And you know I'm going to need some more songs as well, correct?
Yeah, guys? We'll just play we'll pay the $15,000 fine just to play the Weekend.
Yeah,
cool.
Whatever. I'm not paying that. He can kiss my nuggets. I wouldn't even
kiss
buy
my ass.
You want to know the reason, Gerald, that I don't buy full CDs sometimes? Because I don't fucking like all their shit. I just like one or two fucking songs off the thing. You know what I'm saying? And why would I fucking waste $15 on two songs, right? Right. So if an artist really felt an artist was all the way around well-rounded and it had a mix of everything, then I would like probably buy their fucking CD and shirts and shit and sport their fucking underwears around and edible underwear and shit. Like, if I really like a band, they better have like edible panties, all kinds of shit, because I want to buy the works. I want to support the shit out of the people that I really like. If I'm going to listen to it, it's got to have a little something, something. What warrants you to go ahead and buy an album? What has like really seriously made you go, oh my God, I have to have that album? And what album was it?
Mark. I was thinking the Michael Jackson.
You bought the Michael Jackson album. Can you tell me why? Like, what made you have to have that album?
Oh, just the way how it sounded, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's all we can ask for. We're about to go back over into, and I'm going to play E-Hood. If you've never heard E-Hood, you ought to check him out. Can you tell him, Gerald, where to find your social sites, where to find you at as well, though, too?
Well, you have to follow me on Facebook at Official Gerald Harper. You can follow me on Instagram at Gerald Harper Jr. You can follow me on Twitter at Gerald Harper Jr. Also, you can follow me on SoundCloud at Gerald Harper. And you also follow me on YouTube at Gerald Harper. So.
I have to say, I still like Take You Home. It makes me feel like I'm going to wet my panties every day. I don't know why I love that song so much, but we are going back into the music. Hustler's Prayer by E-Hood. I'm Lady Jade. You're tuned in to ShatterRadio.com.
I'm fed up with the fuckery. All this separation amongst my people. All these different religions.